Identity is something many people struggle with. Just where does your identity lie? I'm Steve Douglas from Making Your Life Count, and Joanna Zobrist says your focus should be on who God says you are and not on the things that you do.
What I've seen in my life is I've most often tried to tether my identity to the roles that we play, being a wife, being a mom, and then when those things are no more, for, you know, friends whose husbands have left them, or they've lost a child, or they can't bear children, when those relationships fail, then in some way we have an identity crisis.
In a growing relationship with Jesus Christ, we can discover our true identity.
Who has God said that I am? And He has said that you were created in His image. So in a way, you're like a walking fraction of who He is. You know, no man or woman is ever going to be able to completely surmise the image and the role and the goodness of God, because that person that did that was called Jesus Christ, and He's like already been there, done that, you know? So what I love to think of is this visual of God sort of fractioning Himself out to paint Himself into the portraits of each of our lives, which frees us up to walk through this world with confidence. To walk through life, not avoiding fear, but using it, finding our confidence and our courage and our strength in the fact that God has said that He made you in His image. So therefore, the roles that God has seen fit to give you and the image that He has seen fit to give you, that those things are good things, and really therein lies our confidence.
God deeply loves and values each one of us. Do you want to learn more about knowing God personally? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.